Forchek's behind a brutal arson attack last year that targeted the home of a Romani family in the east of the country have been handed extraordinary sentences of up to 22 years in jail. The verdict is the toughest ever handed down in the country regarding a racially motivated crime. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Without question, the Vítkov arson case has been one of the most closely watched trials in Czech history, and Wednesday it ended with guilty verdicts and extraordinary prison sentences for the four defendants. 22 years behind bars for three of them, Jaromír Lukeš, Ivo Miller and David Vaculík, and 20 for the fourth defendant, Václav Cojocara. On Wednesday, as he issued the ruling, the judge in the case said the trial had proven the defendants had intended to kill for racially motivated reasons when they threw three Molotov cocktails at the family home last April 29th. In the attack, three people, Anna Sivakova, her husband, and their two-year-old daughter Natalka, were injured, the toddler most brutally. She suffered severe burns to 80% of her body and barely survived. Wednesday's ruling is the toughest ever handed down in the Czech Republic for a racially motivated crime. And after the ruling, human rights activist Markus Pape, representing the Sivák family, had this to say.
The family in this moment is glad because the first instant court decided and there's a big relief for the family and a feeling that there is some kind of justice in this country. A verdict of October 20, 2010 is a precedent in the respect of similar attacks. Either it was not possible to find the perpetrators or the perpetrators faced only very minor sentences. So we hope that today's verdict will be a change in the approach to such kind of crime, and that the state will now begin to deal intensively with the structures that lead to such kind of crime.
The court found that all four of the men who had ties to right-wing extremism threw firebombs at the family home to gain notoriety within the neo-Nazi movement. And it was no coincidence the attack took place on the eve of the anniversary of Hitler's birthday. All the same, the four defendants, only one of whom expressed regret for his actions, pleaded not guilty. The defense argued they had never attempted murder, but believed the home to be empty. That argument did not stand up. Markus Pape again.
I believe that the evidence in this case is so rich and so solid that we can say, even though they did not want to kill, they were fine with the result in case somebody would be killed. So this is an indirect purpose to kill, and we are fair enough with this. So we have to wait for the written verdict to comment this in detail. But in general, I think this is a holiday of justice. And together with the victims of this attack, and many other members of the Romani community in this country and in whole Europe, we are today very glad.
Although most people would probably be in agreement, there are nevertheless some who believe the sentences issued on Wednesday are too tough. A non-scientific poll on one news website with around 1,000 respondents showed that roughly half thought the sentences should have been lighter. Neither do all experts on extremism believe that Wednesday's ruling will serve as an additional deterrent, although of late the far-right movement in the Czech Republic has lost significant momentum. In any case, all four of the defendants in the Vítkov case have already appealed, meaning it will now go to a higher instance court.
Jan Wellinger there reporting on those exemplary sentences.